Nessun Dorma from the opera Turandot, I Will Conquer, I Will Conquer. Welcome to Healthy Vision, the talk radio show to help you conquer your vision loss. Dr. Edward Kondrat is a board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of four best-selling books. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bringing you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now, your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat.
Welcome to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and I'm here every Sunday evening to give you advice and help on things you can do to improve your vision. And this evening, we have a very, very exciting guest, Roberto Kaplan, who is kind enough to be calling us from the Gran Canary Islands. And I believe that the Gran Canary Islands is off the coast of Spain. Am I correct?
By the way, it's off the coast of Africa, actually, the south of Spain, south of Madeira in the Atlantic.
But anyway, Roberto is doing some phenomenal work in terms of natural vision improvement. His website is Beyond 2020 Vision, beyond2020vision.com, and truly he is helping educating people that, you know, your vision can go beyond 2020 vision. And vision has a lot to do with our consciousness, and he's doing amazing work. So, Roberto, welcome to Healthy Vision. Thanks so much for taking time to be on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
So let's begin, in case some of the listeners are not familiar with you and your work. Maybe give us some background information on how you got involved with natural vision therapy.
As it began, I'm South African born, and I was fortunate enough to be a professor of optometry at the University of Houston and Pacific University, where I was heading up the vision therapy department. And as part of being a university professor, we were always encouraged to do research. And one of my interests was the increasing incidence of nearsightedness, myopia, as well as the prevalence of eye disease processes. So people would ask me, is there anything you can do that's natural? Can I help myself? And during the clinical research, I began to ask these questions and investigated processes for lowering diopters in lens prescription, as well as preventive and regenerative processes for eye diseases. And the results were encouraging enough to go deep into the research and do experimentation and investigate holistic approaches that involve more than just the physical eye, but the relationship with the brain, the mind, and its effects upon the physical eye itself. So that was back in the 70s.
You know, as a traditionally trained ophthalmic surgeon, ophthalmologist, you know, one time in my life, I made fun of guys like you, and then I came across the work of Dr. Bates and Huxley's book, you know, on vision. Doors, and it's kind of like I became curious. And of course, then I came across some of your books, and I, you know, said there's something to this. You know, and I met individuals that really had improved their vision, reduced their prescription. So, you know, listeners out there, it is possible, and it can happen. You can reduce your prescription. As Dr. Bates mentioned, that, you know, all diseases of the eye are related to stress. If we can reduce the stress and find ways of becoming more aware of our visual system. So let me ask you this question. What is the most effective way for someone to understand the visual system and maybe begin to reduce their prescription or see better without glasses?
Well, the first thing I say to my patients is that you have to realize that the eye is occupying about 10% of the total story when it comes to seeing and vision. 60% is from the brain, and the rest, the 30%, is from what I call the mind, which are our perceptions, our thoughts, our belief systems, and our emotions. And the way I explained it to them is we designed, first of all, to find an optometrist or ophthalmologist that can support them in lowering the diopters by between a half and 1.5 diopters for nearsightedness. And then to do a little experiment to watch how their vision fluctuated during the day under different levels of stress and distress, because the eyes actually operate like a visual biofeedback system. And when the stress level is high, if you eat certain foods that are inappropriate or have a situation that makes us emotionally uncomfortable, the eyesight level will actually drop. And you can see it if you've got the right lens prescription in place. On the other hand, if we're doing something good, if we're inhaling and breathing, we're eating foods that are appropriate for our biochemical individuality, the eyesight actually gets better. So my patients, on their lower prescriptions, actually start getting better, and then the lower the dark position further. So make it like an official experiment.
You know, it's interesting that you say that 10% of the vision has to do with the eye, and so eye doctors are, you know, addressing the 10%. They're correcting the refractive errors. They're really not looking at the brain, the neurological system, and your perception of the world. And I know that, you know, myself, for example, I'm 65 years old, and I could function without my glasses. Although when I'm stressed and I'm tired, I need to put on reading glasses and even glasses for distance. So, you know, I understand that phenomenon. And so, just so the listeners are clear, I like your approach that you begin gradually by reducing the prescription. You know, you knock it maybe a half a doctor, which is a unit of a prescription, a small unit, and probably a half a doctor is not going to significantly affect the function of the person, correct?
Correct. I mean, in Europe, we work with percentages of eyesight. So if you take away half of that, the effect of eyesight is still around 80%. So that means they are looking through glasses in the distance, or even for reading, if it's a reading prescription, they're looking through glasses with 80% effectiveness and 20% unclearness. And that's the exact ratio we need. We need some unclearness, which is part of that visual biofeedback awareness. Because if the 20% becomes 30% because of some stress variable, they can observe it and do something about it. That is, they can take a breath, they can take a break, they can cover their eyes for a while and rest. And so they're in charge of their vision now.
You know, it's kind of sad because most eye doctors overcorrect. You know, typically a nearsighted person wants their prescription much stronger than what they need. And then that is actually causing their eyesight to get worse over time. Do you agree?
Yes, totally. That's part of the difficulty is that we first have to deal with the over-prescribing aspect. And in myopia, in nearsightedness, the over-prescribing is actually a stress-inducing factor. It's a sympathomimetic. It activates the sensitive nervous system and causes more stress. And so our first level of awareness is to counteract the over-prescribing by giving them a plus lens, a lens that actually is stress-relieving and acts as a nervous system relaxant. And of course, people love these glasses. They immediately say, oh, this feels so much better. I'm now in charge of my eyes. So today, the perceptual effect is that, oh, goodness, I'm finally taking care of myself. I'm responsible for my own well-being. And that's a very big part of the initial stage of natural vision improvement.
So in other words, the patient or individual becomes more aware of the fluctuation of vision. They can tie it in to stressors or environmental factors, and they can begin to control their visual system. Correct?
This is true, and this is the first step. There's a two-step process. The first step is prevention. The first level is we have to prevent the old way of existing and living through the eyes, that is deteriorating process. And then the second level...
We're coming up to a break right now, and then when we come back, you'll talk about the second step. But folks, on the line with me from the Grand Canary Islands off the coast of Africa is Roberto Kaplan, a brilliant natural vision educator and author of many great books. His website is Beyond 2020 Vision. And when we come back, we'll be talking more about his books and his works. Coming up, we're going to be talking about the connection with the iris and genetics. So we'll be right back after this break.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
HealingTheEye.com is ranked the number one eye blog in the U.S. Newsmax has published a list of the top 100 medical blogs, and HealingTheEye.com ranked the number one eye blog. For those of you who are not familiar with a blog, it is the discussion or informational site published on the World Wide Web and consists of discrete entries typically displayed in reverse chronological order. Learn all the latest treatments of eye disease at HealingTheEye.com. In order to celebrate our accomplishment, everyone who posts in a comment or asks a question on this blog will receive a free copy of the best-selling book, The 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. Go to HealingTheEye.com. That's HealingTheEye.com. And post your question or comment and receive a copy of The 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. Go now to HealingTheEye.com. That is HealingTheEye.com. HealingTheEye.com. Have you been diagnosed with cataracts and want to improve your vision without surgery? Or, more importantly, find out the cause of your cataract? A cataract is like a red warning light. Don't replace the bulb. Find out why the light is on. The 3 Steps to Reverse Cataracts Without Surgery webinar is now available. Here's a sample of items covered in the webinar. 1. Can eye drops cure cataract and what eye drops work best? 2. Focal scurvy might be a cause of cataracts. 3. Why cataract surgery might lead to macular degeneration and why this should be your last resort. And 4. Elevated lead is a leading cause of cataracts and much, much more. It's easy to register. Go to stopcataract.com. That's stopcataract.com. Have you been diagnosed with cataracts and want to improve your vision without surgery? Or, more importantly, find out the cause of your cataract? Don't miss this important webinar. Go to stopcataract.com.
The Watergate of eye care. Are you receiving injections or have been advised to receive injections for a wet macular degeneration? You need to read this free report now. Learn the facts of misrepresentations of injections for wet macular degeneration. Learn how national study data was manipulated. Learn about systemic side effects such as heart attacks, stomach bleeding, and strokes. Ocular side effects such as blindness, glaucoma, and cataracts. Discover how drug companies are offering payoffs and bribes to doctors. Learn about a recent study that 1 out of 5 people who receive injections will develop ocular atrophy. Learn what you can do to save your vision with safe alternative therapies. Call now for your free report. 1-800-430-9328. Don't delay. Call now for your free report on the dangers of injections and what you can do to save your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. Call now for your free report. 1-800-430-9328.
Log on and listen live. 1100KFNX.com.
Oh, welcome back to Healthy Vision. With me is Roberto Kaplan, and we just finished talking about the first step. If you're interested in improving your vision, is to reduce your prescription and become more aware of your environment factors that may cause a fluctuation in vision. So why don't we move right on to the second step, Roberto?
Yeah, the first step I mentioned is the prevention approach. Many people, when they start working, are living a lifestyle that tends to be stress-related. And once they have able to observe the stress through the eyes and fluctuating eyesight, then we move to the next level, which is called regeneration. And there's enough evidence these days to show that with the appropriate healthy perception that is able to program the tissues in the eye to enter into a healthier state by the arrival of the right vitamins and minerals and the right energy, actually an energy. And this energy within the eye of the nerve tissue is perceptually related. If you have an unhealthy perception, that is, if you're feeding, you're going to go blind, or there's nothing that you can do, that energy creates an environment within the tissue of the eye. On the other hand, if it's a healthy perception, that is, I can take responsibility, I can come up with myself, then the probability of the nerve energy and nutritional factors in the eye supports longevity and regeneration. And that's what we're finding through our research in the visual field, the effect upon pressure in glaucoma, the stopping of cataract materials, the alteration of visual acuity, the lowering of diopters. This is all a result of the right energy through the right perception.
So we talk about energy going into the eye. Let's talk about both of these components. One is the right nutrition, minerals, and vitamins, and maybe you can just review some of the key essential nutrients that you feel are important.
Well, the approach that I use is not just directly on the physical, but also the attitude, perceptual attitude of the patient, the person towards the eye. There's so much negative energy around going blind or the fear of going blind or the failure of our eyes. And that internal attitude of perception affects emotionally, affects how we handle the food and the nutrients. The approach is to deal with the inner attitude, the perceptual attitude, the survival emotion, the health issue. Then, once they have that attitude in place, then we talk about the appropriate use on processed live food, healthy fruit, vegetables, non-chemicalized. Then, if necessary, chronic enough, then we introduce specific nutrients. And in my book, Energetic Eye Healing, I have a table of which nutrients are the sort of cataract condition. We may upload the intensity and other antioxidants and the retina, optic nerve, corneal, the disclosures, muscular.
I think we have a bad connection because you're kind of breaking up. I don't know whether or not you may want to redial the radio show to get another connection. You were coming through fine in the beginning, and things are breaking up a little bit. So if you want to redial, and I'll just take over on the air for a while, talking a little bit more about your work.
I'll do that.
Okay, good. Yeah, sorry, folks. We were losing the connection with Dr. Roberto Kaplan. But I just wanted to mention to you, if you are interested in finding a doctor who does this kind of work, there's a wonderful organization called the College of Syntonics, S-Y-N-T-O-N-I-C-S. And these are eye doctors who are using light therapy and microcurrent to help rejuvenate vision. And there's also... Okay, you're back. I was just talking about some doctors that they may want to get a hold of. But you're coming through much clearer. Maybe if you don't mind repeating what you were saying, because I was getting bits and pieces of it.
Sure. We were talking about the role of nutrients and healthy eating. And I was talking about how important it is to first have the right internal attitude. I find my patients are carrying a lot of belief systems about the degeneration process, that they're going to go blind and they have fear. And all of these factors actually ultimately then have an effect on how the food is digested. So even though you may be eating a healthier food or taking the right supplement, my general approach to patients is first to work with the internal attitude to create an ambient inner environment that then can manage the intake of food. Of course, that's one talk about non-chemicalized food, live food, as opposed to overly processed food. And then, as I mentioned in the Energetic Eye Healing book that I wrote a year ago with my partner, we have specific eye nutrients for every specific part of the eye. It's almost like each part of the eye has its own food need. So, for example, fresh fruit, citrus fruit, unnecessary for the lens of the eye where there may be a cataract, or in the case of a macular condition, we want to boost certain antioxidants. And if the inner attitude is correct, every part of the eye will then benefit from these natural nutrients. And then in chronic cases, acute cases, we have to boost it by taking individual supplements, whether they be antioxidants or other nutrients for the eye part involved.
Well, it's interesting, you know, you talk about the right attitude, because the biggest problem I have when I see patients, they come from the environment where their eye doctor tells them nothing can be done. You got macular degeneration, glaucoma, diet or nutrients are not going to help you. You know, your attitude has nothing to do with it. You know, you're going blind. And so I agree with you that part of the problem is, number one, giving them hope. You know, so energetically, their body can have the ability to heal. But you make an interesting comment that when you have that unhealthy attitude, even if you're eating well and taking good nutrients, it's not going to benefit you because it's not absorbed in the body. And I really haven't heard that before. And maybe I kind of believe it, but, I mean, you expressed it really well, and I believe that. I believe that. Digestion isn't going to work properly.
You know where that came from? It came from the work that Jacob and Kliegerman and I did years ago when we talk about how receptive is the retina, if you like. And what we've also found out is that the attitude of the person, if there's an emotionally loaded attitude, it not only affects the integration of food through the eye, but it also affects the receptivity of light through the retina. So what my research is involved in is the what kind of energy is needed to maximize light receptivity into the eye, because that also then affects how the nutrients are used in the eye.
So in other words, what you're saying is when you have the right attitude, the right energetic makeup in your body, the nutrients are going to be more targeted towards the eye.
It would appear so. It would appear that the evidence today suggests the following. The patients that have the right perceptual attitude, and it really begins with perception, that's Bruce Lipton's work. The right perception creates the correct environment for the cellular function to occur. And we've been able to measure this so far by observing your glaucoma patients, who are able to see when they have the right perceptions and they are absorbing the nutrients properly, that their visual fields increase. And secondly, we've also been able to document photographically how the macular degenerative process is not only stopped, but tissue is actually regenerated through photographic means.
So maybe we're coming up to another break, Roberto, so maybe we come back and talk about what folks can do to change their perception. I think that would be interesting to talk about. And also I want to get to the work that you're doing with the iris. I mean, many people are dealing with iridology, but you're really looking at it in a different way. So you're listening to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edwin Fonjot, and I'm with Roberto Kaplan. And if you want more information on his work, he has a wonderful website called Beyond 2020 Vision. And that's Beyond 2020, that's 2020 Vision.com. And also we're going to be talking about his books. Will become I have both of his books in my library, and the latest book is called Energetic Eye Healing, which is a really, really good book. We'll be right after this break.
FBI divers have completed the search of a San Bernardino lake not far from where 14 people were killed in a shooting rampage. Agents have been looking for the computer hard drive and other evidence linked to the husband and wife terrorists. Funerals were held this weekend for several of the victims as a makeshift memorial continues to grow. Correspondent Ana Cabrera.
Full of all kinds of words of encouragement and prayers from people in this community who've also come by dropping off flowers and balloons and candles. And we've seen people stop by in this community who said they didn't know the victims, but they just have been so touched and really hurt by what happened here.
Northern California is again being lashed by a winter-like storm, the third one in a week. Rain and strong winds are hitting much of the region, and the system is dumping snow on the Sierra Nevada. Forecasters say showers and thunderstorms are expected. S&P futures gaining 3, the NASDAQ futures up 3. I'm Ann Cates.
From the KFNX Weather Center for tonight, here to departing cloudy with a low of 43. There's a good chance of shower activity Monday morning. We'll have a mostly sunny day with a high of 53. Monday night, here to departing cloudy with a low of 35. Tuesday, we'll have a sunny day with a high of 52. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 59 degrees.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-643-6931 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-643-6931 to take your call now. Call 1-800-643-6931. That's 1-800-643-6931. Again, 1-800-643-6931.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is, how upside down and backwards every investment principle is that every financial planner teaches, you, as 90% of the people who take my seminar, walk out of there and stop doing everything you're doing right now.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m. Everything you need to know about finance and real estate. For more information, MyPassiveIncomeSystem.com. MyPassiveIncomeSystem.com.
Season tickets for the 2015-16 Sun Devil men's basketball season are now on sale. The Sun Devil men's basketball program is ready to change the game under the direction of new head coach, Bobby Hurley. The Sun Devils are 47-8 the past three seasons in Wells Fargo Arena, and with exciting opponents like Texas A&M and Arizona coming to Tempe, you won't want to miss any of the action. Secure your season tickets today by calling 480-727-0000 or online at thesundevils.com.
Call Dr. Condrit for a personal consultation. Dr. Condrit is a leading alternative eye doctor, author of three best-selling books, and host of Healthy Vision Talk Radio. Call for your personal consultation with Dr. Condrit to learn what alternative therapies can help you. Take this important step today to improve your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. That number again, 1-800-430-9328.
Don't touch that dial. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Welcome back. And with me is Roberta Kaplan. And we're having a fascinating conversation about vision, perception, and ways that you can improve your vision naturally. So on break, we were talking about how perception is related to different eye conditions and what we can do to rectify that. So maybe if you wouldn't mind sharing with us some of the common eye problems and what is the perception issue with each one of these problems.
Right. Well, the first step is to understand that perception actually can be divided into two parts. You can have what we call a healthy perception, that is one that is of an accurate, real nature, and that's generally when we are functioning at our optimum vitality and fitness. The other version is what's called a destructive or survival perception. That is when there are certain emotional factors or feeling factors or thoughts and beliefs that interfere with our view of reality or what we think is reality. And so what I began doing back in the 80s was looking at eye condition and examining perceptual attitudes. So, for example, a nearsighted myopic person can have a destructive perception of inwardness, restriction, fear, pulling, in hiding. This can be an inner attitude that affects their ability to look through the eye. It affects their a way of receiving the light coming into the eye. Someone who has a developing cataract can examine and ask questions, find out if they are covering up a certain part of their life, their view. They make it a perception of protection, of avoidance, secret, hiding. Someone who has glaucoma may have an attitude of too much pressure, reduced to pressure, internal pressure, outward pressure, and how they relate to the world through the eyes can be one of pressure, and so on and so forth. And so when we are working with improving vision naturally, we are also on a parallel with the aspect because viewing the practice, the experience of the plan, they are also at the same time observing how they speak about things, like do they talk about that they're going to have a fear of going blind, or they're afraid that the eyes are going to let them down, or they're afraid of aging and health. And all of these variables affect ultimately their views through the eyes, the eyesight, and the health and maintenance and wellness of it.
So, in other words, you can do things maybe to change your perception, is that what you're getting at? And that by changing your perception, you can then have a change in your vision.
This is exactly what we do, Ed. We make use of specialized eye charts. And we show the patients that when they have a negative perception or a survival perception, and I trigger it. For example, my favorite one is I have them look at the eye chart, and then I say the word IRS. And immediately people's perception of the IRS is that it's not a good thing, right? And the eyesight can drop immediately.
Now, you know, something like this is not instantaneous. There isn't. You have to really work. I mean, my experience is if somebody has a misperception or a disorganized belief, I mean, it takes a lot of work.
It can. Although what we've been able to show is that if we can identify the perceptual attitudes, which we can, by looking at the iris of the eye, and that's where I want to go next, is that I've developed a system of looking at the iris of the eye where we can identify structures, coloration in the iris, which is not specific to the iridology. It's a study of the iris topography and the height of the structure, what we call the conditioning of the structure, that helps us connect to the perceptual attitude of the person. So, for example, when the color of the eye changes, and we're able to document 24 years of changes in the eye now, photographically, as the coloration changes towards a white, gray, a yellow, an orange, a brown, a red coloration, what we can say is that that person may be using their thinking perception to a higher degree than is healthy. That is, they may be missing out feeling perception or emotional perception, which are even deeper. And so we can identify through the iris where the person is conditioned perceptually that it affects their eyesight and their vision.
So that, in a way, goes against traditional iridology. Most iridology would say you can't change the structure of the eye, but you're saying that you can't change the structure of the eye.
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that we can observe the coloration changes that are biologically part of a program when the person is too thinky and not feeling enough, the coloration goes in a certain direction. Then what we do is we work with the perceptions. Our goal is not to change the color of the iris. Our goal is to minimize the thinking perceptions, which is usually the most dominant approach, to encourage more of the feeling and the emotional process. So that is, the use of the eye is to downplay the macular function of the eye and increase the retinal function, which is the old central peripheral thinking, feeling, doing, being approach, which is the mind approach.
Well, I think what's really fascinating about the iris is that, you know, now genetic testing is very popular. People are interested in finding out their genetic tendencies, taking steps to correct those, you know, finding out if they have a tendency towards gastrointestinal problems, cardiovascular disease. And to me, the iris gives you that. You know, my studies of iridology, you can see certain landmarks that will give one a tendency towards digestive problems, a tendency towards adrenal fatigue, etc. So your research now is you're going deeper into the iris and you're looking at more of the perception, and then you're actually seeing color changes when the perception. Is that correct?
This is correct. And not only do you see the color changes, you can also see how the color changes interact with the emotional crypt. So the old iris crypt, or what are called the valley, can have coloration around it. So we can observe in particular locations how the person protects their feelings and their emotions by thinking structures and thinking perceptions. That is, we can observe how belief systems, opinions, rules that they have about their lives affect the emotional state that is directly related to eyes and seeing.
So, in other words, there are certain genetic tendencies that people have that you can kind of analyze that by looking at the iris. So you can help guide them to the right approach, if you will, to help correct these perceptions. Problems.
That is correct. I call it the Kaplan eye code because there's a genetic blueprint, which is the genetic influence from the family tree. But in addition to that influence, the genetic influence through the DNA, there's also a life conditioning process. And we can make a discernment between the influences that are genetic and the life experiences that further condition the influence and further deepen the survival perceptual attitude. And then re-perceiving, which we use audio material, we can then reprogram the brain with new perception.
Well, we're coming up to another break, but I am really anxious to hear your work with the audio reprogramming, because while we were talking, I thought, well, I'm doing something called Evox. And this uses a type of sound therapy to reprogram the genetic misperception that occurs in the family. So we come back from this break, I think we're going to have a lot to talk about. I don't know if you're familiar with Evox, but we do a family tree. You know, the individuals talk about their family members, and we get a voice imprint. We get a voice recording. And the voice, depending on the notes, there could be some deficiencies in certain tones. And we correlate that with the energy and emotional state of the body. And then by using biofeedback and listening to music, we kind of correct that imbalance. So when we come back, you're listening to Healthy Vision. With me is Roberto Kaplan, who's calling us from the Grand Canary Islands off the coast of Africa. So if we are having some audio problems, you can understand why. So we'll be right back at this break.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Get started with MCS. Want to learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health? Many alternative doctors feel that microcurrent treatment is a safe and effective way to change your body's energy to relieve pain and stimulate healing. It is now known that electrical activity occurs at the cellular level and that there is deficient electrical activity around areas of disease, such as tumors, inflammation, or areas of poor blood flow. Disease is a lack of electrons. Let microcurrent put them back into your body. We are now offering a 2-day training workshop for the public on how microcurrent can benefit you. This course will teach you the basics to begin using microcurrent for yourself and your family. This program will be held at the American Medical College of Homeopathy in Phoenix, Arizona, and the Florida Wellness Center. Please call the office at 800-430-9328 for more information. That number again, 800-430-9328. Get started on using microcurrent now. Call this number, 800-430-9328. Learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health. Call 800-430-9328.
Are you taking vitamins for eye problems and hoping to stop progression of vision loss? Pay attention to this breaking news. According to a recent study, 13% of the population with macular degeneration actually doubled their risk of progression when taking certain vitamins. Yes, 13% did worse taking vitamins. And in fact, they doubled their progression of the disease. Find out if you are taking the right vitamins and if you are at risk. Learn important steps to take to make sure you are taking the right vitamins. Dr. Kondrat is offering a free report called Vitamins May Backfire. This report is absolutely free with no obligation. Call now 800-430-9328 for your free report. Vitamins May Backfire. That's 800-430-9328 to find out if your vitamins are causing you to lose vision. Call 800-430-9328 for your free report. Vitamins May Backfire. 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328.
Lately, more and more nutritionists are discovering that beets are a superfood that offers powerful health and nutritional benefits. Can red beets help eye disease? Studies indicate that red beets are the richest source of dietary nitrates. It's these dietary nitrates which the body converts into nitric oxide. Nitric oxide can open up the blood vessels in the body, increasing blood flow and oxygen, specifically to places that are lacking oxygen. Nitric oxide is a molecule that dilates blood vessels, allowing more oxygen and nutrients to fuel every cell in your body, including your eye. Neo40 is a patented breakthrough in nitric oxide delivery to boost the efficiency of the body's nitrate pathways so that more nitric oxide is available when and where it's needed. Each Neo40 lozenge is roughly equivalent to 6 red beets. For more information on Neo40, call 800-430-9328 or go to healingtheeye.com. That's 800-430-9328 or healingtheeye.com. You can beat eye disease now. Call 800-430-9328.
Visit us online at 1100KFNX.com.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision, and with me is Roberto Kaplan, and we had a very, very interesting exchange of information on break, so we're going to kind of share that with you about the exciting, how we're doing similar treatments in terms of using audio and voice. So, Roberto, you want to go first and talk about how you use the iris and the audio feedback to help change perception?
Well, you know, one of the interesting things that happened many years ago was that people would come to visit me and we'd spend approximately an hour. And one day I happened to audio record the session and the client said, oh, look, can I get a copy of that audio to take home with me? And what happened was the client was able to repeat the session many times by re-listening to the audio and wrote back and said that the changes in the eyesight were helped by re-listening to the comments that I made during the session. And so what I started doing was to examine how do I talk to the patient, what suggestions do I give them, and I created generic audio text for every single eye condition. And then sent those to my patients to use for the, and a one-hour session in the office suddenly became 20 hours of work at home for months of them listening to the audio and repeating the suggestions over and over again. And, you know, from medical hypnosis and trance work, we know that the repeated application of audio input has a direct effect not only into the brain generally, but also impacts the visual areas, the association areas. So So that led me to investigate the role of voice, the role of tonality, and the, what I call communication in action, its effect upon the change in perception. And patients kept then saying to me, well, you know, I seem to have a healthier attitude if I listen to these audios repeatedly, and it seems to affect directly how I look at through my eyes. And then from there, I began to look at the iris of the eye to identify whether there's excessive thinking, or if there's low self-esteem, or anger patterns in the family genetically. And that could also be reprogrammed through personalized audios. So when I work now with patients either personally or long distance, I audio record the sessions after I've looked at the iris and while I'm talking to the patient, and they go home and literally are reprogramming their perceptual attitude to help the patient. And in the long term, this has a very direct benefit for the patient's vision and to the eyesight, both preventively and also regeneratively.
Yeah, it's interesting because the question I have for you, is it the hypnotic effect or the suggestion, or is actually there's energetic healing energy, vibration energy carried through the audio? In other words, your emotional connection, your healing, you know, the healing that you're extending to the patient is somehow carried in the audio.
I love your question. I think all those points are very, very important. The first thing that is important is that the tonality of the voice does create a relaxation effect. So that could be translated to a meditative state, a mindful state, a hypnotic state. So there is, let's call it from the studies, let's call it more mindfulness, more relaxation. So that's the first point. The second point is that there is a rapport between myself and the client. One could call that a healing rapport, a healing connection, a healing energy. All of those are ideal conditions for healing to occur. The third point is that the analysis of the voice, the communicative information, does provide a healing energy. And that energy is equivalent to a healer, a bedside healing, a remote healing, a religious healing, all those elements are part of the person.
Yeah, very, very fascinating, because we talked about, I'm doing a therapy called Evox, where I record a patient's voice while they're thinking about a disease or a family member, and you get a certain energetic pattern, and it's based on tones, and each tone may have a deficiency or an excess, and it correlates to an emotional state. And what we do is we play music and have some type of biofeedback. And it's amazing how you see the patterns are balanced, and then you see a change in their perception, and sometimes you'll see an actual change in their physical pathology.
And I think too,
Roberto, that you know, we tend to neglect the power of sound. You know, many healers are focused more on light therapy or electromagnetic or some type of physical elements like that. That the sound therapy may be very powerful and be the future of energetic healing.
I would agree with you, and I'm really glad we're having this talk, because I feel like I'm talking to a colleague who understands what I'm doing.
Yeah. It's nothing new. The ancients, the ancients used sound, Gregorian chant, and the mantras, meditation in India, many, many religions have a certain mantra that you repeat that energy pattern that resonates with you. And
what you're reminding me of is I'm South African, and when I grew up, there was no television. And I remember sitting on my nanny's back. I had a black nanny who carried me on her back as a child. And she used to chant with me and sing. I remember those sounds. And every time I listen to African music, I can access that. And my patients have told me similar things. During our sessions, I audio record, and they tell me what it's like to listen to their voice. Many of them first said, I don't like my voice. I don't like the way I was speaking. And very soon into the healing program, they start making comments like, oh, now I'm starting to enjoy my voice. Oh, I'm listening how I speak differently and how I talk about my eyes and myself. And that's very encouraging to hear that happen.
Well, you know, there's a group of optometrists in the United States, the College of Syntonics.
Yes,
and they're using a lot of light energy for healing. And I think that maybe you have to sort of come back to the United States and give a talk on the use of sound and audio in terms of healing.
It could be. You know, I originally did research for the College of Syntonic Optometry. I was one of the first people to do a clinical study. And I love that group, and I certainly would love to come back and share more where I am now. It would be a good idea.
I mentioned when you were redialing that's a good source for people that may be interested in having this work done to restore their vision, and also that you're available. You can do a Skype consultation. So people that are listening here in the United States, if they want to do more work with you, they would go to your website, beyond2020vision.com, and get in touch with you.
Yeah, that would be great. I can help them. I do that every week with people.
Hey, Roberto, it was such a pleasure to have you on the show. We're going to have to do it again.
Thank you. I would like that very much.
You share so much information. And I'm going to have to talk. I'm on the board of the College of Syntonics, so I'm going to have to talk to Larry Wallace and everybody, maybe to get you back here to do a workshop.
That'll be great. Thank you very much.
All right. So thanks so much.
You're the best.
And folks, I want to thank you for tuning in to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edwin Condra, and I want to wish all of you good health and clear vision. And I hope you join me next Sunday at the same time on Healthy Vision.
Have you been considering building a pool or remodeling an existing pool? Call the professionals at Maddie's Pool Supply and Service. We do plaster or pebble finishes and can install new tile in just 4 days. What about a nice water feature to dress up your pool? Now that the temperatures have cooled off, perhaps you would consider adding a heater so you can enjoy that pool year-round. Whatever the need, call us at 480-840-6370. That's 480-840-6370. Or find us on the web at maddiespool.com. It's that time of year when we pause to give thanks for all that we have. All of us at Maddie's would like to say thank you to our customers. You have made us one of the most successful pool companies in the valley. So from our family to yours, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Call us at 480-840-6370, 480-840-6370, if you need any help with your pool. And may God bless you richly this holiday season.
You're listening to Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations. KFNX News Time. It's 6 o'clock.